So this is, I think, a classic presentation of the question about the apprehendability of the Tathagata at death. It comes up in a few other places in the canon as well. But it just, you know, really points out the underlying kind of misconception or misperception that the Tathagata, just by, you know, by the questions, the way these questions are asked, or the way these four you know, descriptions in the Tetralemma are worded, it makes an assumption right from the very beginning that is not a correct assumption. It's assuming that there is some sort of inherent being, essentially, in the Tathagata, in this very life. So rather than trying to establish what happens after death, the Buddha basically tries to establish the questioners in, tries to establish them in right view, that by going through the, you know, all the possible ways that a person could conceive of some inherent everlasting essence that is an enlightened being before their death. And obviously, you know, he goes through the whole sequence of the five khandhas and trying to establish whether the Tathagata is one of them, all of them, none of them. And the answer is no, all through the whole sequence. So so then it renders the whole speculation of what happens after death as kind of a moot point. So if you can't establish any particular kind of substantial, unchanging entity or soul or anything like that in this very life, then it's pointless to try and speculate about what happens after death. And then serves as a an emphasis too, that, you know, the Buddha basically is not trying to teach any kind of metaphysical treatise about what happens after death, particularly to an enlightened being. That his teaching essentially is a strategic teaching to point out the Four Noble Truths, the truth of unsatisfactoriness, suffering, and that there is a way out, a cessation, and a path leading to that. It's emphasizing that very strongly.